JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we bring you the highlights of the 23rd National Prayer Vigil, and later our Glimpse of Christmas segment and a Yuletide tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. The 23rd Annual National Prayer Vigil was hosted on Monday, December 13 under the theme Justice, Peace, Unity and Healing. The event, held at the Otterius Baptist Church in St. Anne, was attended by Jamaicans of all walks of life. They were encouraged by Governor General Sir Patrick Allen to move beyond divisive elements and aim for a better Jamaica.
To achieve what is right, we must not allow our dogmas, our creeds, our associations, our politics, our status, or anything else to divide us as a people.
The Governor General, who is patron of the National Prayer Vigil, also called on Jamaicans to do what is right for their country. The appeal was also extended to the church community and civil society to become advocates and mentors for the helpless, the hopeless, and the marginalized. Their Excellencies, the Governor General and Lady Allen, participated in the symbolic lighting of candles at the end. Proceeds from the vigil will go towards the mustard seed communities in St. Anne.
One love, one heart. Let us get together and do what is right for Jamaica.
The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica is encouraging you to save energy this Christmas. Use fewer lights in your Christmas decorations. Instead, use reflective material to spread the glow. Switch to LED Christmas lights and use less electricity. Turn off the lights if you're leaving the house, and switch off the lighting display when you're closing your business for the day. Don't burn Christmas lights for more than 5 hours each day. Just turn them on after dark and don't leave them burning all night. Limit the lights and save energy this Christmas. A message from the PCJ, your energy advisor.
It is the hope that by 2030, Jamaicans will seek to resolve conflicts through dialogue and mediation, avoiding violence and the formal court system. This is all part of the plan to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. For more information, visit vision2030.gov.jm. Time now for a JIS Glimpse of Christmas.
When I got bigger and I came out here to live with my grandma, one of the traditions we used to have was baking cake. It wasn't a one-time thing. I mean, we started preparing about a month or two in advance. We'd have to get the wine, the fruits and everything and soak it. And then closer to Christmas, we'd spend one entire day just making batter and baking cakes. Of course, the best part of that experience would be to eat the batter out of the dish. So what you would do is divide the bowl into around three different sections for me and my other two cousins. And then we basically have to watch all throughout the night to make sure that none of the cakes burnt up.
Here now is a tip for the season. Christmas can be a really stressful time, but it doesn't have to take a toll on you. Balance work, home, and play. Get support from family and friends. Keep a relaxed and positive outlook. And make sure to get proper sleep. That reminder was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. On our community notice board, the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development, the Social Development Commission, SDC, and the Chase Fund will commemorate the 183rd anniversary of the Christmas Rebellion on December 27 under the title Flames of Freedom. There will be a torch run through communities in South St. James, culminating with a ceremony, concert, and the symbolic lighting of the trash house at Tullow Castle in Kensington, St. James. That is where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, I am Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.